All right, we got Mick on the line from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. Looks like another beautiful weekend coming our way here, Mick. But before we get to what's happening going into this weekend, let's talk about last weekend. I got great reports, even with all the boat traffic on the lakes there in Curtis.
Oh, it was an awesome weekend. They were catching some fish out there. We had an awesome fireworks display. We had an awesome parade. A lot of people in town. Everybody was just having a good time and having fun.
I can't imagine even a better place in the world to be for 4th of July than Curtis, so that must have been pretty cool. But the fishing reports were coming in, too. And
yes.
I know there was a lot of boat traffic there, but tell us a little bit about the walleye, and we'll go through the gamut there.
They were doing pretty decent on the walleye. Here again, they've been kind of all over the place, so when you find them, you're right into them, and you're doing well with them. Crawler harnesses, pink and green is the color right now.
Oh.
They're doing bottom bouncers, just kind of floating around or jigging. So
you may have to spend a little time locating the fish, but once you do, it's pretty consistent?
Yes. I think that deals with the way our winter was and like that. Everything's off just a little bit, but
okay.
The fish are there.
Okay. Have you heard about any big ones?
I had a 26-incher last week, a 29.5 the week before. I just had a guy in yesterday that caught a 27-incher on Sunday.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty darn good to me.
Yeah. It's good fishing right now.
Well, what about the panfish? You hear anything from the bluegill, the perch, the crappie, any of that?
Yep, they're getting some decent ones. 10, 11-inch bluegills are not out of line. The crappie's the same thing. They're using leaf worms and wax worms for those. The pike, they're starting to get some nice pike out there. I've heard 37, 38-inch pike so far.
Wow, okay. And then what about the muskie?
I got a couple guys targeting them right now. Had a guy that had one on and lost a decent one. Was probably in the 40-inch plus class. So.
Wow, yeah. So, I mean, are you having fun selling all those musky lures there?
Oh, absolutely.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean, I got a chance to see your shop, and if I can dig up some pictures of your musky wall, yeah. And you got a lot of musky lures there.
Oh, yeah. You got to have a gamut of everything just to make sure you got all the species covered, you know.
I mean, but they're big lures, you know what I mean? They're huge, so.
Oh, yeah.
They're cool. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right.
I didn't even show you the rods that we use for the muskie, so.
I imagine you had a pretty good selection of rods there, too, so I noticed that when I was in your shop. Well, when we pick back up with this conversation with Mick from Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to talk about the Curtis experience overall and things like the different styles of resorts and cabins and motels that are available to stay at, fishing guides, as well as jet ski, kayak, and boat rentals right there in Curtis on the big lakes that you have to choose from. So stay tuned for part 2 in our next Outdoor Report right here later this hour on the Outdoor Show.